Welcome to Blood and Soil Radio. I'm your host, Swamp Cracker. Yet another episode without our dearing, lovely host, Elsa, as she is swamp still in work. Legalities, not her personal, but that is what she does. She solves legal problems. Anyway, without getting into that too much, I'm sure she'll be back. We do miss her input, as believe it or not, there is a balance when there is a female and a male giving their input and opinions on things in an effort to keep up with the content and the idea of the show and not vary into frogs and stickers and stuff like that. We're going to stay on National Socialism during the World War II era. That said, we will be evolving the show into how that philosophy, minus a couple things that you just can't be, like an ethnic German, alienating other white races from your war. You know, each philosophy in every person's not perfect, but Hitler was damn near. I wish we were all German and we won the war. But anyway, in an effort to keep the theme going, I figured today, because this will tie into things that I like, which is culinary and food, nutrition. Anyway, I figured I would touch on what German soldiers during World War II typically carried for rations besides your, typically carried besides your ammunition, small arms, knives, machine guns, and whatever else they could use to defend themselves, stuff to sleep with, stay warm with, lay down on, et cetera, extra pairs of socks, yada, yada, yada. So I figured we'd talk about the rations. During World War II, a typical German soldier, your foot soldiers, had a supply of what they called iron ration, which included 300-gram tin of meat, about 125 to 150 grams of hard bread. The meat would be canned and chicken, turkey, roast beef, or pork. Soldiers also received a C ration, the letter C, which contained three cans of meat, three cans of bread, and dessert. Bread and dessert cans could include biscuits and cereal, candy, coffee, and more. The C ration also came with an accessory pack that included cigarettes, pure water tabs, salt, tablets, matches, toilet paper, chewing gum, and a can opener. This does not sound too far from what we give our gentlemen today. Germans also ate a diet of fresh prep foods, high in protein, low in carbs. Sounds like exactly what everybody's on today, as history would have told us that if you just would have listened. And we all would have listened because I'm a fast food freak at one time too. I'm preaching to the choir. So back at barracks, they would eat breads and noodles and beans and vegetables, sauces, meats, prepared soups, stews, breakfasts, and dinners. So they ate well, in other words, I'm sure, till the end, which we'll talk about a little later. As we look back at World War II, we can't help but to think, boy, not that they ate good. They were dying, but the diet was there and scientifically constructed, and I'll read about that later, for the men for battle. We need the same nutrition because we are in a battle every day. And that's where I'll take a break here. I don't have any music to insert, anything cute like that. So what we'll do is I'll pause the tape and we'll get back, and then we will evolve from World War II German foot soldier rations to the way National Socialists, American National Socialists should be eating today. Let's see if this is still working. We've talked about nutrition for the Germans during World War II, fighting a battle. So now we'll look at nutrition in 2024 for our battle. The same concept holds true. I don't have to preach to the choir. I hope a lot of active club members and young men that lift weights are listening. Your counterparts doing war eat the same way you did. High protein, low carb, lots of water, minus the cigarettes, minus the vices, minus the alcohol. Be the best you could be. All too often what we find is many men or women concentrate on the mental, they concentrate on the spiritual, they concentrate on this or that, but they never really say, hey, I've got to concentrate on my body. That's where it begins. Anything is better than nothing. But you can't keep introducing poison into your system and say, oh, I'm going to go work out now and expect results. So I'm not going to do a nutrition podcast. I just am semi-astonished that the Germans, of course, ate well and were still mimicking the same way that they're eating today. Hopefully, the next time we talk to you guys, my co-host may or may not be back. I wanted to put out a little content so that you guys would have something. Let me stress that the Germans had it right. There are a lot of things the Americans have copied and tweaked. I hope to see each and every one of you try to take the podcast to heart, do a little bit of investigation into your, do a little bit of investigation of your own and see how important food is, see how important the proteins are, see what our ancestors ate. A lot of times it's location, location, location. I've read in places where you eat what's grown there, so to speak, tropical food, you eat tropical, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I'm not a nutritionist, but I think we need to get back to eating properly as a society. We all know this. And again, let's look at National Socialism. If National Socialism would have won out, we would not have an obesity problem in the West, now would we? So in your daily lives, minus the optics if you're not into them, minus the things that didn't happen that you may believe did happen that revolve around the number somewhere of 6 million, putting all that aside, putting all that what you've been perhaps led to believe, such as COVID was real, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, 6 million people died. Beyond all that, if you look at the core of National Socialism and you look at the core of the world, it is nature-driven. Nature-driven. And guess what? We are part of nature. So therefore, in everything we do, from lifting weights to eating correctly, and if some of you believe politics are the answer, well, then your religion, your life, and everything should be based around nature. In order for the political system, after it burns, before it burns, if we, whatever, the Zionists all of a sudden decide no more influence over any countries, just we're just going to let them do what they want, whatever the case may be, and American National Socialism or a form of National Socialism is the political party of the future, it is guaranteed to work because nature never lies. That being said, I will let you guys go. Thanks for tuning in. We'll try to do this next week. I'll be a little more prepared. Maybe not next week over the course. Look me up if there's anybody that would like to come in as a guest. Any topics? We are also creating basically a social media platform for us, hosted by us on a server that has told me as long as it's not illegal, then we'll be good to go. And we're looking for content creators. We're looking for, not looking for members, they'll come. We're looking for administrators to watch over the board, the format, basically social media on steroids, or excuse me, Facebook on steroids, something like that, and based around our people. Anyway, thank you for listening. Reach out to Swamp Cracker. We also, that was the social media thing. We also are looking for podcasts, and we're building a network of people. It's all free. I plan on doing my part out of my pocket. And so if you think it's a money thing, it's not. It's not going to cost that much. But I'm hoping that we could give our people an alternative, because this kind of stuff isn't going to be around forever. They're going to take it off, you know, the internet. And one day, probably, even our own virtual servers will be limited, and we'll be stuck in the house, probably reading through hardback books that we acquired over the years to keep our memories fresh. And I could be a conspiracy theorist. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, remember who you are. Remember you're the best group of people, the best race to ever walk the face of the earth. Your people are creators. Our people are the world. Without them, humanity will cease to exist. So let's take this seriously. Let's make white babies. Let's treat our women like women, the deserving ones, and continue to press forward and never give up the fight. Hail victory!